Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock. Good to have you. If you don't have no understanding why we've just played Kelsey Grammer falling off of a stage, we had it in relation to a Lions topic. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Tomorrow, football Friday, you know the drill. Be Lions from start to finish. TJ Lang will join us. And look, you're on the big stage again. But it sounds like Nico Collins won't play. Sounds like Will Anderson won't play. I don't know if the Lions will ever lose a game again. But we wanted to bring something else up because it's not breaking news, but it's worth bringing up. We had talked about the GM meetings are going on, and that in earnest kicks off Major League Baseball transaction season. Last year at these very meetings, I believe you made the trade for Mark Canha. Who could forget the Mark Canha era here in Detroit? I mean, his number will go up right next to Ty Cobb. But my point is, we heard what Scott Harris said yesterday. We talked about it. Didn't like the comment. And, you know, Rico and I, you can call us whatever names you like. I don't have to like every comment from all these executives. I mean, all these people, they think they're curing cancer. Big deal. You run a team. I mean, you're not down at Carmano saving people's lives. You take billionaires' money and purchase millionaires. Ooh, but they all think that they're building space rockets. The point is, the Athletic said something today, and this is about how much believability you have in this. So, David, to the main stage that you can't fall off of because you're sitting down.
Yeah, Jim Bowden decided to go through every Major League Baseball team and give their expectation of what he believes each team will do. So here's what he wrote about the Tigers. The Tigers made great progress this year and finally got a taste of a pennant chase and the postseason. They are expected to be aggressive this offseason as they look to improve their starting rotation and add a right-handed bat. Because their roster has significant flexibility, that bat could come from almost any position. The part I want to focus on is what he says is they are expected to be aggressive this offseason.
What does that mean? See, aggressive is going to mean different things to different people. For me, aggressive would be there were, what, 13 or 14 players who were given a qualifying offer the other day. You want to pull up that list? It's getting one of those guys. Now, that may not fit your version of aggressive. But here's my question. Scale of 1 to 5 on believability. How much belief do you have the Tigers will be, quote, very aggressive this offseason in expanding this team's payroll and talent base? Because, look, I know that's what I want. If you're asking me, scale of 1 to 5, how bad do you want it or think they need to do it? 5 out of 5. My faith in it? About a 2. Based on what Scott Harris said yesterday. Well, you know, if every one of our young players gets better, you know, we'll be just fine. Well, okay, that's fantasy land. Well, you know, we have the youngest team in baseball, and they made the playoffs and stuff. Yeah, that was nothing you planned on. It was a Disney movie. Don't care. Well, you know, the outside production can never outdo the interior production. What? Yeah, Juan Soto, line 3. Ohtani, line 4. I don't want to hear that. Acting as if people outside your organization can't fully outpace a young player or whatever you have. No, I just don't subscribe to that. So, look, it's a 2. A 1 would be unfair. But it's a 2 because I have no reason to believe yet, both based on A, I still have Javi Baez here, and B, I don't know that Scott Harris wants to build a team that way. So I'm fine if you tell me your belief is a 5 out of 5. Hell, make me feel better, Rico, but what do you make out of it? Like, look, Jim Bowden also is a former GM, and he wasn't a great one. So I'm not going to act like that's the voice of God saying it. But what is your level of faith that the Tigers, according to insiders, are going to be aggressive? And what does aggressive mean for R.L. Beard?
I'm going to go 3. Aggressive is you realize you have some deficiencies. You're not going Juan Soto, but you are looking at adding a bat. You are looking at adding an arm. I do think that it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be this, you know, break the bank type of player. I'm at a 3 out of 5. I'm believing in Scott right now because you've tasted the playoffs. You've tasted, and it wasn't just you got to the playoffs and immediately got swept, and so it really didn't count. You actually were in this thing, and you were a game away from advancing to play the Yankees. You just didn't get it done. You got a young team. They've experienced success. You want to keep this thing going. 3 out of 5 for me.
Okay, 3 out of 5 for Rico. What do you got? David, talk to me. What are we thinking?
Yeah, I'm right there in the middle, leaning more towards the 2 side, though. So I'm right now at 3.
You're with me.
But I'm leaning because I think they're going to just keep their guys. I truly believe they're just going to keep their guys and do the bare minimum free agency.
I'll tell you what I'll do. 248-539-9797. Here's my version of aggressive. I need 2 of the following. And let me state it clearly for some. No, I don't think there's any chance of getting a couple of these. But it's a grouping of players. And I'll go right to the cutoff line. Okay? Okay, ready? Soto, Blake Snell, Corbin Burns, Alex Bregman, Pete Alonso, Fried, Teoscar, Adamas, Santander, Glaber. I don't want Kikuchi, but whatever. Jack Flaherty, Tanner Scott, Christian Walker, Walker Buehler, Ha-Sung Kim, and we'll go down to... That's it. I would say there are... I just gave you 19 players. You want to throw Sean Manea on there? You could. Not huge fan. I'd rather have Buehler. The point is, there are 19 players. I need 2 of them. That's my version of aggressive.
Yeah.
And I'm not making a demand that if they want 2 bats, get 2 bats. Get Tony Taters and get Alonzo. What would you, go improve your team.
Yeah.
Get me Christian Walker and Anthony Santander. I'm ready to tell you you're winning 95 games and we'll win the Central. Why? Because I've just added 80 home runs.
Yeah.
And 2 corner infielders that are, well, adults. You know, Santander could play the outfield, switch hitter. Christian Walker, infielder, fine. All right, well, you don't have a third baseman. Well, we can't have it all. The point is, I got to add some stuff.
Yeah. And with Fetter, I'd take a pitcher coming off of Tommy John or a pitcher who had an injured arm.
Buehler.
Because they just have a way of rehabbing guys here. So, yeah, and you could maybe get them on a 2-year deal and go that route.
Is that cutoff fair, guys? That I don't want to get down into the Carlos Estevez and the Nick Pavettas of the world. Like, look, are there guys below my cutoff point that I wouldn't mind? Of course. Like, I like Nick Martinez for the Reds. You got to look at the peripherals there.
No, but the thing is, that can't be your big splash. That can't be your Mark Canna, where you're like, hey, well, we made a move.
Right, like my offseason would be the 2 bats plus Nick Martinez. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I just would like to know what your version of aggressive is and what's your faith that they're going to deliver on it. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David. What?
Nothing. So your 2 is just a combination. It doesn't have to be 2 hitters.
Yeah, because I'm not in a position. Like, listen, Scott Harris is a pretty smart guy, believe me. He thinks he is. But he is. And he says things that make you believe that he thinks he's smart, but he is. The point I'm making is, I don't care. He may want pitching. There has to be at least one bat, one arm. But if it's not an arm, I want two bats. Like I'm saying, here's a grouping of free agents.
The reason why I'm asking is because I'm more because of what Rico said. Go off the beaten path for pitchers and then get me two real hitters from this list.
So you want Bregman and Santana?
Yes.
Bregman and Walker?
Yes.
Can you imagine if you brought Christian Walker and Alex Bregman here and roll that lineup out there? Now, all of a sudden, the young kids you got get real protection, real insulation, lineup balance. Well, what about the versatility? What versatility? I don't need to ever see Zach McKinstry. I don't care. Oh, well, Jace Young will block him. Now, here's what I'll do. I'll trade him, and I'll go get a pitcher.
Or Jace just takes the job. You get better.
Because how I'm thinking is get the two hitters. Go off the beaten path if you have to get a pitcher. Because the idea
they got a history
is,
of rehabbing pitchers.
Yeah, the idea for me also is that come trade deadline, you are a buyer. And you can get a pitcher then if you need them. That's just my idea. Because I just need some hitters in this lineup, man. Mm-hmm. I can't continue to have Vierling out there. I can't see that
it's
anymore.
It's face of the franchise, Matt Vierling. And why don't you put some respect on his name?
I just can't do it anymore.
No, I mean, you think back to, I know a lot of people forgot about the beginning of the year when you just weren't scoring runs. If you didn't score over four runs, you didn't win a game. Now, guess what? You won't waste a month and a half of just not being able to score. You'll have hitters here. So that's why I think that they will go out there. It will be aggressive. It won't be anybody that's going to be, you know, $150 million or more.
Oh, then forget it. I'm out. I'm not interested. That's ridiculous. I don't want to. I don't hear it no more.
I mean, like some 6-year deal. I don't see that happen.
Then you're not getting it. Here, hold on. Well, and I'm not yelling at you, but I get so flustered because why? What's the why in that? All right, fine. Here are the players you're not getting if you won't do at least six or at least 150. Well, Soto, duh. You're about $500 million short. Snell, maybe. Burns, no way. Bregman, no way. Alonso, no way. Freed, no way. Now, Teoscar would be different, but, like, I don't want Teoscar Hernandez. I don't think Teoscar fits what you're trying to do because he's not a good defensive player. There's not versatility there. I don't think Teoscar's who you want. All right, Adames, no way. He's going to get 30 a year. Santander, maybe. Torres, you don't need him. Maybe. Eovaldi, I don't want. He's always hurt. Kikuchi, you could. Tyler O'Neill, you could, but like Jack Flaherty or not.
No.
Jack Flaherty's going to get a 5-year deal.
Right.
So my whole point is, okay, well, if basically, you know what you sound like? You sound like his guy, Iserman.
Oh, I don't want to do term. Ooh.
And then we end up just what, a 500 team?
That's why I said I'm at a 3 out of 5. The definition of what we want, I don't think is the same as what Scott Harris wants. I think he's going to go to kind of to the bargain basement. I'm going to try to find somebody that I can get maybe on a 3-year deal because...
Okay, coming to a theater near you, it's Charlie Morton and Tommy Pham. Hope you're excited.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it.
The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, straight to the people. Athletic says Tigers will be very aggressive. What's your faith in that? And what defines aggression in the hot stove season? We go to Lucas to lead things off, 97.1. Lucas, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering what you guys think about, even if the Tigers go after Soto or Bregman and they really pay the money, I mean, they got to be thinking on that return on investment. Even say they go all the way, they put seats, you know, they sell tickets, they win the World Series. I mean, is Detroit a big enough market to go and pay for someone like that?
Yes. Now, I don't think you have the right owner for it, but I mean, if you're talking from a baseball perspective and then financial, first of all, you get Juan Soto. He's 25 years old and he's got 10 years of runway. He was an 8-WAR player this last year. He's one of the single best players in the sport. You'll get 3 million people through the turnstiles like we used to back in the heyday. It's just all of it. I mean, it's everything. It's the entire valuation of your franchise goes up. There are two guys in the sport like that right now. It's Ohtani and Soto.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the way, I mean, Lucas, look, they're not going after Juan Soto. And of course, Soto's left-handed, so that's not as valuable for you. But like, this is a guy who on the regular will have an OBP north of 400 and an OPS that's near 1,000. He's a wonderful baseball player.
So do we not have the cash? Or
no, you don't have an owner that's a fan. You don't have an owner that cares that way. He's a businessman. You know what the difference is? Steve Cohen is already on a private plane to go fly to see Soto next week. That's the news. You don't have that. And I mean, it's like, Lucas, I don't get why some people want to defend Chris. I don't. You're not your dad. Your dad was a fan. You're a businessman. Okay, that's your prerogative. But I don't have to respect it. Because if I owned a team and I had bazillions of dollars, I'm not treating it like a rental complex. I want to win. And by winning, I'll make money. So no, I mean, Lucas, I'd love to sit here and tell you, but I'd be lying to you. I just don't buy it. He's going to be a $600 million player, and I got Rico telling me don't expect him to spend $150. Now, if you want... What do you want, Bregman? Is that who you want?
Well, I'm thinking the Tigers got to be onto, like, some crazy sabermetric stats or something that we're not talking about or we're not thinking about. And we're looking after the big names that cost a lot of money, but they're able to piece together a team at the end of the year and make a playoff run. Make the playoffs.
But the problem is if you try to replicate a miracle, you end up flat on your ass. Lucas, what they did last year, your own manager said, would not be sustainable over the whole season. And while I respect and fully understand their desire for roster flexibility and lineup flexibility, there does come a point where it's okay to just have two big-time stars that I don't need to worry about flexibility. Baseball, go hit it. Baseball, catch it. Have flexibility with 3, 4, 5 spots in your lineup, not all 9. So I just cannot tolerate this all-or-nothing approach about, well, how could we do this? It might block. You can still putz around with the rest of the lineup.
Yeah. At some point, your goal has to be to win the World Series. You got to put the people out there to get you there.
Look, the Dodgers missed out on Ohtani. Or excuse me, the Blue Jays missed out on Ohtani. The Blue Jays are going to try for Soto. Why? If you get a player like that, you increase the valuation of your franchise alone right off the rip. But if you get a player like that, you will bring in 30, 40, 50% more through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. No offense to any of you guys, but no one's paying to see Zach McKinstry. And again, you want to run your Moneyball lineup. Go for it. I don't know who's paying to watch it. None of you did. Not until they were in the playoffs. I mean, that's just it. I mean, look at when the Yankees got Juan Soto, the Yankees went from being a good team to very good or very good to great. And you know what it changed? The vibe at Yankee Stadium. It was a zoo. Juan Soto energized a fan base that went from being angry and passionate to thrilled and passionate.
I mean, look at the Dodgers with Ohtani.
Yes. Oh, I mean, that's a whole different thing. Because Ohtani is a global... He's like LeBron James. I mean, would you say that over the course of his deal, he would make you more than $1 billion?
Yes.
So when you pay $700 to make a bill, it's like it's a no-brainer.
Right.
Plus, when you sell the franchise, look at the valuation. But no, and I'm not screaming and yelling for them to go and get Soto. I'm saying when you call me, Lucas, and you want to go, well, why? Well, here's why. You got an owner that's a businessman. You're not a fan. And you got a GM who likes Moneyball. I mean, that's not an insult. It just seems pretty factual. Love to be wrong. Show me a report they're going after Soto. It would last more than 6 hours for me. But I just don't see it.
No.
Show me one report, and I'm happy to do those shows.
And I wonder if they're still, they shouldn't, but you can't be gun shy about Baez being here, paying him a ton of money and not getting any
profit. If I got to hear about that again, well, you know, Chris spent money one time and it didn't work. Well, then good. Don't leave your house. Like literally just don't go outside for fear of getting in a car accident. Like you, not every move's going to work. And also, okay, Chris spent money. He let Al Avila do it. Might be a little different. I'm pretty sure Scott Harris is a better baseball man than Al Avila. Even though only success Scott Harris has had is primarily with Al's players, but nobody wants to do that. So my point to you is you can't use these narratives. Here's the reality of baseball. If you want to win a World Series, you must have a top half payroll, period. 30 years of facts back that up. You don't have to pay any of your guys substantial money, not named Skubal, anytime soon. And yes, guys will win their arbitration cases or lose them. But you don't have anybody headed for free agency before 27, 8, or 9. Go. I'm not asking for a top 5 payroll. Even then, I would defend Chris. You would lose money with a top 5 payroll here. If you tried to have a $250, $300 million payroll, you would lose money here. You don't have the TV deal. You don't have the ticket prices. You would. I'm not asking for that. I'm not even asking for top 10. Top half. Let's get serious now.
So 15.
Lovely. And right now that's sitting, what, $170 million? What's your payroll? What's your experience?
Fair. No. It makes sense. I'd like to be wrong.
I know.
It goes against what I see.
Yeah, hope's not a strategy. Want to be wrong. Would tip my cap. I'd be the Derek Jeter kid if Chris Illich cut a check for a guy like Juan Soto. It's not happening. Show me one report. Plus, here's the thing, guys. Doesn't need to happen. Let me be clear about it. That doesn't need to happen. If your offseason was Christian Walker and Bregman, you are golden. Mm-hmm. Go win the Central. Let's go try to win a World Series. But I'm never going to say no. If a guy like Soto would take the phone call, I'd make the phone call. But I'm different. Like I don't understand owners that aren't fans. There are lots of businesses.
Yeah, but it's a guaranteed business.
Well, then we arrive at a different thing. But hey, man, District will be popping. All right, Rieger's here. I have no idea if Wojo's showing up for work. David will give us a few ticket texts. We'll talk to Mr. Jeff momentarily. David, go ahead, bud.
Someone says, I am a 1 out of 5 regarding the Tigers. I don't think they do anything.
I don't want to say they're not going to do anything, but when I was answering your question, it was about them being aggressive. Aggressive suggests multiple moves. It suggests multiple names people might know. That's the separate. To say they'll do nothing is that's disingenuous.
Yeah, I'm at a 1, and 1 means mid-level free agent if we're lucky.
Yeah. That, I'd be very bummed out.
Someone else says, Adamas Walker for the bats and either Burns or Flaherty is aggressive to me. Jeremy and Redford.
Everything I keep reading is the bidding for Willie Adamas is going to be, quote, silly this offseason. You're talking potentially 7 at 200. No, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Well, the Dodgers have already offered him, I think, 140, but to play third. And yeah. He doesn't know if he wants to play third.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's going to jump in there, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a bidding war for him.
I think there's better options for you. And look, Trey Sweeney's earned the right to play some short. The problem is you need a right-handed equivalent. I wouldn't do that for Adamas. That's not where I'm at with it.
I am dead convinced that aggressive means trademarking. I also define aggressive as two top players, either position player or rotation arm, from Zach.
I would love a trade. I think Plus, it would take away the ability for people to just continue harping on prospects that I don't care about.
I would love it.
Trade them all so I never have to listen to another show like that. Oh, but just here, wait for this guy in 2027. I don't care. I might be dead. I don't care.
What's going on, boys?
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Actually good.
Hold on, Rieger.
Fantastic. I love this topic, by the way. And I can only speak for myself. The level of aggressiveness, 1 through 5, I'm like in between you and Rico, like a 2.5 maybe.
Yeah, I'm
but
a 2.
I think it's pretty easy. Like, I think you hit the nail on the head. I don't care about pitching because they'll figure out the pitching. Plus, you already got a couple guys that, you know, Reese Olson will be in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Casey Mize is not going anywhere a couple years removed from Tommy John. Maybe he works out. You know, Tarek Skubal's not going anywhere. What I need is 2 big-time bats. One right-handed, the other, I don't care. I need 2 big-time bats. Anything less, trade or free agency, I'm going to be disappointed. 2. Utah, give me 2.
I'll just take Soto.
Huh. Or yeah, Soto. Soto counts. Okay, Soto counts as 2.
You guys can debate all those little ones. I'll just take Soto. Now,
I wish, man.
Anybody that thinks like the Tigers connected to Soto or any.
I know. I didn't sell that.
No, I know. But that's just the
one
agent,
NL
Boris.
Executive he did.
Okay. Remember that? But Boris is telling everybody. I mean, Boris gets everybody involved.
Yep.
And it's not that hard to get people involved.
Listen, I mean, here's the other thing. I know some people want to write off Boris after one bad offseason. Where, no, I don't think he did a good job for his clients.
No, he didn't.
But he's still one of the great agents in the history of the sport, and he delivers for his clients, and plenty of big clients still have him repping him, right? So, yeah, I think he'll bounce back. I just, you know, like, again, everyone uses the Snell thing. Like, dude, Snell's peripherals, not great. Needs people to chase out of the zone more than anybody. Like, he led the league in walks. Like, he had some warts to him. It wasn't like some of these other pitchers. So, oh, well, Boris didn't get him $1 billion. Well, I don't know. I've seen Blake Snell pitch. I'm not doing that with this
guy.
I
do like, though.
Plus, I think Blake wanted to be in the West Coast.
Correct.
I do like that nationally, the Tigers are being portrayed correctly, I think, as an up-and-coming young team with plenty of room to rise and, and I think plenty of room to spend.
Scale of 1 to 5, that they're going to be aggressive.
Oh.
And not, what defines aggressive in Wojo's world?
Not what we want, what we think they'll do.
No.
What you want.
Both.
Oh, well, 1 to 5, 5 the most aggressive? I would like, I'd love a 4. I'd take a 4 if you gave me a 4.
Now, what will they do?
I think it'll be a 1.98, just below a 2.
And what does that look like?
Well, it looks better. I would say last offseason was less than that.
That sounds like 1 player.
Yeah.
So what does it look like? Give me a name.
Well, Flaherty turned out to be pretty good. Yeah.
And you traded him.
No, I don't have a name. Well, obviously Bregman, but I don't know. I'm going to inspect the. I see the
Tony
list.
Tony Taters?
Are all out there.
I've seen many, and I know Mike doesn't like this guy, but I've seen many reports already that the Tigers are linked to Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, I have seen that as well.
Right-handed bat. He's only a right fielder, though. He's only an outfielder. And you know, the Tigers love their flexibility.
And they also can.
They got a pretty good outfield, too.
I also think they're going to. I think they actually might be more active in the trade market than in the free agency market.
I don't care.
Because I have a glut of young guys.
Good. And you know what? If we get rid of them, I can stop listening to these idiots. No,
I agree with
about
you.
Them.
Trade them some all. Of them.
Well,
yes.
Let's talk about Max Clark. What do you think about him?
I'm tired of hearing about him. Because he's not relevant to the conversation now or in the near term.
Although he could be a huge trade piece, but they won't trade
him. The only way
we're talking about sexy Max is if I know I can sign Guerrero and the Blue Jays go, we want Max as the starter to this Guerrero thing. And Guerrero said, I will play in Detroit and I'll sign a 10-year deal. I would do that.
They could have torque, too. Because we don't need a first base.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Give him Baez while you're at it. Yeah, go right ahead.
There you go. No, seriously.
I don't think they'll
take
Baez.
Seriously, like, the Baez.
He'll be stopped at the border.
Baez won't be on this team. I still firmly believe that, despite the fact that, you know, they started his clock and everything.
Maybe they'll sell that as their spending.
Could you imagine?
Cutting him.
They'll sign Skubal and they'll buy out Baez. See, we spent.
See, this is uncharted waters. Because they have he has a president that he trusts, I think. They do have a lot of the burdensome contracts are all gone. They have a young team that proved it can win.
Here's the exercise you should do. And I'm not being smarmy.
Give me $100 million to spend and I'll come back with the names.
No.
Oh.
Just pull up the Tigers roster with their cap table, their contract table.
Yeah.
And look at how many years of arbitration and pre-arbitration. This team, top down, has.
No, they're in great shape.
Pay anybody anytime soon.
But when you put it on paper and Bob looks at it, you are left with a conclusion that you have a 3 to 4 year window here. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse not to spend.
No, I agree.
It's the equivalent of having a rookie QB in the NFL and your team is good. Like when the Niners are doing what they've been doing with Purdy because he makes no money. That's you. Right now, that's you.
But, and I agree with you, but here's the thing. They believe in the way they win.
Okay,
and with A.J.
them.
Hinch and Scott Harris, right. A.J. loves pinch hitting for a dude in
okay,
the fourth.
Okay, no, hold on.
No, I really do. I don't think it's no, I think no, it's by
hold
design.
On one second.
I do.
He's not an idiot. They did it that way because they had no choice. Do you really think they, let's go get some more guys that are going to pinch hit with, we're going to use as pinch hitters? No.
Scott Harris said at the press conference, whoever we get, it's all about the culture. It's all about how they're winning. So you tell me, if you get too many guys that actually play one position every game, does that mess up what they're trying to do, Woj?
No, they're going to try
like
to get
a
some
great
talent.
Show.
Yeah.
Coming up at 6.
Eventually, maybe. Whatever.
Oh, you guys want to stick around for another hour?
We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2, Football Friday. These two carry you next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.